If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, today I am here with the girls from Outnumbered Podcast. I should say moms. These two women are amazing. This is Bonnie and Audrey. I'm going to let them tell you how many kids that they have, what they're doing creatively to like make their lives go. And we're going to get started. Bonnie, do you want to get us started with the number of kids you have and like exactly what you do?
Sure. Yeah. So I have 10 children. I just had my 10th baby about 6 months ago. I live in Arizona and I have a bunch of balls in the air professionally. I have the podcast. I also own a blog. Karina and I got to know each other through creative interests because I was a sewing blogger for a long time, but I've now moved on to sort of a mommy blog sphere. I do some mom coaching and then I also own a clothing boutique.
Like you guys listen to that list. The 10 kids alone would have like stopped me in my tracks, but like then everything else she's doing. Audrey, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Well, Bonnie wins on number of kids because I only have, and I homeschool them and we live on about 3 acres and we try to raise 75-80% of our food to feed our horde. So that takes up a lot of fun time too, and teaches them lots of good life skills. You know, they all can milk a cow and all that. So that's really cool, fun. And I have an online business that I also run, Project Run and Play. It's an online sewing event for moms sewing outfits for their children. And because it's a competition style thing, there are so many gorgeous pieces of clothing that are created. It's just fantastic. You have to go check it out just for inspiration. And then, we have a side of that, that when we're not doing those competitions, then we have patterned collections that we release, and we release a lookbook with that. It kind of reminds me of what you do through digital scrapbooking. And, we have really fun putting that sewing, developing the patterns, sewing for the lookbook, and then get all out into the world. And then I do the podcast with Bonnie. So yeah, full-time overtime jobs too.
Seriously, so amazing. And it did cut out just a little bit. Will you say how many kids you have again?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have 9 kids.
So she's like, oh, I have less than Bonnie, but I still have 9. Oh my God.
For actually expecting our 9th baby together. And then I said, come on, one more, let's hit a round number. And she wouldn't do it with me. So that's okay. I still love her.
It's like a group effort.
Well, we had number 8 and 9 at the same time. And she tells me, you know, we're expecting number 10. I'm like, we're not. Because I'm like 40. Yeah, I'm like 44 over here. And that, you know, that's enough.
I love it. Well, the fact that you guys can like, okay, first of all, they have this amazing podcast, you guys, that is really about moms, like creativity, time, running their businesses. I think a lot of advice about being guilt-free and good advice for moms on all kinds of things. And these two would know since they have 19 kids between the two of them. So go check that out if you have a chance. But what I really want to know is, how do you guys manage your creative businesses? Because both of you have very creative businesses. And this is actually how we kind of connected, because these are two sewers, right? And I'm a fabric designer, so it makes life really, really fun. How are you guys managing your time? Like, I would love to hear some specific things you guys do to make it work with your family life.
Yeah, well, we were just talking off the air that how important it is for moms to have something that they do for themselves. And so for me, I started my blog just as a family thing years ago, started getting into sewing because I needed something really creative to put my energy into. And I've since dedicated most of my afternoons to being my work time. So my mornings, I'm also spent homeschooling my kids. We do have a tutor that comes in to help with that. And then at about 1 o'clock, I go lock myself in my office and work for a few hours, and then the evening come back and connect with my kids. And Audrey and I are always talking about all the balls we're dropping and all the things we don't do right around the house because of our extra efforts on our business, but that it's so worth it.
My day looks much the same. So I homeschool the kids in the morning, and then I take off in the afternoon and I go to my sewing space and do work. And then if it happens to be part of what I'm working on that day. But I have to say that I love sewing so much. I agree with Bonnie about having something that you do for yourself, because I enjoy sewing so much that I do it. Like, I look for times to do it. Like, even if I can just, run up to my machine, stick a lasagna in the oven and run up to my machine for 20 minutes and sew a couple seams, it calms me and it grounds me. And I love doing it so much that it's not like I have to find time to do it. It's like, I do it because I love it and I have to find time to, clean toilets and stuff.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you just said like it grounds you. Let's talk more about that. So how did you figure out that sewing grounds you, Audrey?
Well, I have been sewing. So I'm 6 feet tall. So I have been sewing my own clothes since about 16 years old, just because I want to look like everybody else, not like I'm wearing my little sister or my daughter's clothing that doesn't really fit very good. And so I, out of necessity, I have been sewing for myself, and I just find so much satisfaction in being able to see a garment in a store and say, hey, I can make that at home. And being able to, most people don't know that I sew my own clothes, because so I'm wearing a V-neck t-shirt that I made. Who makes V-neck t-shirts for themselves? You just go buy one, right? Except me, because the shoulders don't fit and the length doesn't, and all that. And so I sew for myself, and I get so much satisfaction and enjoyment out of nobody knowing that I sewed it. And I just look like everybody else. But to be able to look like everybody else without, now there are tall stores out there, but they cost quite a lot. And many of them up until recently did start at sizes larger than I wore. And so everything I bought for, $100 t-shirt was going to have to be altered to fit me anyway. So anyway, just all that to say that I love it because I feel like I'm having success at it. Not just because people don't know I sew my clothes, but because I feel good. It makes me feel awesome to be able to sew something that fits me in a way that I like and looks okay too.
Oh, that is amazing. I suspect you feel the same way, Bonnie. Do you feel like your creativity and the work that you're doing grounds you?
Yeah, it totally does. And I feel like I am past kind of that really critical phase of motherhood where I really just desperately needed it for my own sanity. While I still do, I now feel this passion to help other moms, which is why I've kind of moved into blogging and sharing things for other stressed out moms of kids. Because when I come and work on that, it is putting out something into the world that I know is going to be met with, oh my gosh, somebody else gets it kind of a thing. And so, yeah, I think it does. In a different way, almost like this is my mission to go out and help other people who are struggling as well.
Oh my gosh. I love that. So what I'm hearing is, okay, these things ground you, but more than that, both of you are solving a problem. For Audrey, it's solving the problem of clothing fit. For Bonnie, it's solving the problem of women out there who are in a stressful state. Will you guys, either of you, want to talk about that a little bit? How's the thing that actually grounds you and makes you feel good about yourselves actually ends up being this thing where you're helping and serving other people or even yourself to make sure that, life's just a little bit better.
Well, I think that moms in general are fixers and helpers, right? We want to just go around and let me fix your pants. They're not put on right. And let me fix the dinner because you're not doing it right, kind of a thing. And so many of us get into our creative pursuits because they're solving a problem, right? Well, I just really want to, like when I started sewing, I just really wanted a cute dress for my baby and we couldn't really afford a ton of new clothes. So I was just going to make it. But then when it can come in, when it can transform into something that is really uplifting yourself, then it's like the best of both worlds, right?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Like my favorite person to sew for is myself, but I have had 9 children who happen to have, you know, tall genetics as well. And for them, like I have, let's see, I think my 5 oldest kids have all sewn clothes for themselves and discovered the power of having something that fits. So like passing on that, you know, in the episode that we recorded with you, you were talking about how, you were changing your kids from consumers to producers. And we focus on that so much here too in our family. And so to have my kids not just out wandering the mall shopping, consuming, but at home buying fabric and sewing themselves something that fits and something that they love, just that switching from that consumer to that producer mentality carries over into so many areas of life and benefits them too.
Yeah, seriously, so amazing. So we do short episodes here. So guys, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you guys where to find these. Actually, they're going to tell you where to find them. But we're going to bring them back for another episode. We're going to talk about creativity and we're going to talk about modeling it for kids. So you guys, I know you're going to be holding your breath for that episode. Do you guys want to tell us where people can find you?
Yeah, my blog is BonnieAndBlithe.com. And I share lots of mom tips and some creative tutorials as well. And then my clothing boutique is Novalee.co.
All right. And you can find Project Run and Play at both projectrunplay.com and projectrunandplay.com. That's the shop side. And then you can find Outnumber Podcast anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If you're listening to this podcast, go listen to one of our episodes next too, Outnumbered the Podcast.
And they have such great advice on their podcast. I was actually listening to it a little bit earlier today, and it is amazing. Not only because they have so many children, but they've been through all the stages. And so many of us haven't actually been through all the stages of motherhood yet. So it's been really interesting to see how far they've come. And yet they're still, I mean, Bonnie still has a baby and she's doing diapers still, which seems so crazy to me, but like amazing at the same time. Whereas you have teenagers, right? Too, Bonnie, mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of you have to span a certain amount of time, right? To get there. So the Outnumbered Podcast is where you guys can find them. Thank you guys so much for coming on. You guys watch for this next episode where we're going to talk about creativity and modeling for kids. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.